We had, Todd, we had our 20 Outstanding Women
event. How'd that go?
Oh, it was fantastic.
Oh, my God, it was great. So great.
Fantastic. We'll meet another. We still have four more to spotlight, including today.
Nice.
And you can meet them all at coast931.com. I will say that I think one of them has a little crush on me.
Oh. Is it? Well, that's weird.
Which one?
I mean, it's a mismatch in many ways, but little Marion.
You think Marion?
She's a little fox. Yeah. Well, she's first of all, she's 98.
Yep.
Okay.
Oh, she's amazing. Adorable. Todd, she's amazing.
And, yeah, she's incredible. So not only did she stand up, come up, accept her award on stage, but she mingled beforehand.
Yep.
I mean, I don't. It's
you
she's
guys
got
were,
more
like,
energy
attached
than
at
I
the
do.
Hip.
Well, so
she followed you around a little bit.
She a little bit. I happened to be standing right there when she walked in, and she's 98. Mm-hmm. She's 97. She will turn 98 in a couple months or something.
Yeah.
So everyone's just been rounding up, which is like, okay, do we need to round up when we're in our 90s? Like,
true. You know? Right.
Right.
She came right up to me and said, hi. And I saw her and I was like, you know, she's just so inspiring.
She is. She's incredible.
Yeah. So everyone, I mean, she got a standing ovation.
Oh, I started like tearing up. It was very, very moving.
But as soon as she walked in, I said, Marion. And she goes, hi. She did call me Kelly, but that's beside the point.
She had a great comment for me too. Yeah.
And I said, I'm so glad you're here. And she said, me too, you know, she may have said something like you should be, or so, it was something like that.
Yeah.
She had a little comment
right,
for
right.
me.
Yep. Yeah.
And then I don't know if it was her daughter or her granddaughter.
I think it's her son and, daughter-in-law.
Okay.
I believe that's who was here with her.
Well, apparently I was told she was talking about me the whole ride. And then afterwards, she came up to me again and went to say hi.
Oh.
I was like, oh, Marion, you're barking up the wrong tree. You know?
Oh, she's so cute. I saw her too. And she said, oh, you're the one who sits in the corner and laughs all the time, right? And I said, yes. I said, Marion, this is my career. I'm a sidekick. I said, and I'm fine with it. I just sit here and laugh. And then I started laughing. She's like, you're doing it again. I'm like, yeah, see? I just find it funny. I just, like, she makes you miss your grandmother. Like, it made me miss my grandmother who had passed away. And she was just, like, she came up on my side of the, went to accept the award and everything instead of walking across the whole stage.
Right.
And we sort of just like, I just held hands and like, you know, hugged her because she's so little.
Yeah.
And then, you know, after I said, do you want me to help you walk down the stairs? And she said, I don't need your help. And I was like, Marion,
I know.
You're freaking me out, Marion. There's like force. You sure? But then the standing ovation and she looked at me with tears in her eyes and she said, this is so nice. Look at everybody. And I was couldn't. I was like, I almost ugly cried.
Yeah.
It was just really special.
Oh, my God. It was such a great night.
Well, she's very independent. I mean, like, when she came to interview with us, she came by herself.
Yeah.
Like, she drove by herself, too?
Well, she didn't drive. She has the service that she actually volunteers for is ITN Portland, which she volunteered in addition to being 97.
Yep.
Yeah.
And she was like, yes, I have your event on Monday, and then I have another thing I have to do on Wednesday. You know, she's like,
well, maybe that's what keeps her kicking, you know?
Oh, like, for sure.
For sure.
You know, having an agenda and responsibilities and all these interactions, you know? And
definitely.
And she's been volunteering for, I can't even, like 50 years or something. Mm. It's been
more than that. She 82. I mean, she started volunteering during World War II.
Yeah.
Wow.
You
know, 30s and 40s.
One of the hospitals in Maine.
Yep.
And she was like 15 or 16.
That's right.
They needed nursing assistance.
Yep.
Amazing.
Because a lot of the medical staff was, you know, involved in the war effort.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I said, well, when did you start volunteering? And she said, how far back do you want me to go?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, right.
Yeah.
We're talking about a very different era, you know?
Right. Yeah.
But she's just awesome. She's so sweet. And so we had a great time with all the women, but obviously, you know, because of her age and just tenacity, she stands out.
Yeah.
So she's very sweet. I think she might have a little bit of a crush on me. And I did tell her, Todd, I said, you know, it's a good thing Todd's not here because he'd be all over you.
Yeah.
She's more my type.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's right.
Todd loves the ladies of age.
That's right.
Yes.
Aww.
Well, you know, I have a lot of admiration for that generation.
Yep.
Yeah. Me too. It was just amazing. But.